With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A day before the January 6th Capitol riot anniversary, President Biden is portraying Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. But Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky argues that Joe Biden is the real threat.
He actually must be, I think, looking in the mirror when he's talking about threats to democracy, because the actions of his administration and his supporters and donors, I think, pose the biggest threat to democracy that we've seen in a long time.
President Biden scheduled to speak at around 3 p.m. Eastern at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans plan to move forward next week with holding Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress after President Biden's son defied a congressional subpoena to appear for a private deposition last month. The Republicans, who lead the House Oversight and Accountability Committee and the Judiciary Committee, announced they will hold votes on contempt charges against Hunter Biden. The nation's employers adding 216,000 jobs last month.
In the latest sign that the American job market remains resilient, even in the face of sharply higher interest rates, the Labor Department says December's job gain exceeded the 173,000 that were added in November. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%, the 23rd straight month that joblessness has remained below 4%. Despite the low unemployment and cooling inflation, polls show that many Americans remain dissatisfied with the economy.
Correspondent Jeremy House, hiring remains steady, and while employers are posting fewer openings, they're not laying off many workers. Stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up 49 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 44 points. This is SRN News. A big milestone for a Christian ministry.
Officials at Peachtree Proofreading Services report that Bibles they approved have now exceeded 1 billion copies distributed worldwide. Peachtree President Christopher Hudson says, quote, "We're genuinely humbled that God has allowed us to touch Bibles that have had such a broad distribution. But with 8 billion people in the world, we recognize there is more work to do." In 2023, Peachtree reviewed Bibles in 12 different languages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska legislature returned to the Capitol on Wednesday for the start of a short 2024 session that is expected to be contentious. Republican State Senator Kathleen Koth introduced a bill that would bar males from competing against females in school sports. It would also keep boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms. There's also legislation to end the state's 12-week abortion ban. This is SRN News. In medical news, crib camera recordings are providing clues to a potential cause behind some sudden unexplained deaths. Jennifer King with that report.
Hayden Fell had several fever-induced seizures, but always bounced back until the night the 17-month-old passed away in his crib. His father, Justin Fell.
It was a recurrent spider.
Researchers at NYU's Langone Health analyzed 7 videos of toddlers that died and spotted in 5 cases small movements deemed seizures that are suspected to have played a role in what's called sudden unexplained death in childhood, or SUDC.
SIDS is extraordinarily well-known. SUDC, or sudden unexplained death in childhood, which is the continuation just after age 1, is rarely discussed and little known.
Dr. Oren Davinsky is the lead author of the small study, now published in the journal Neurology. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.